ki hakohen hu ho'oved bebeis hamikdash, because the kohen is the one who is designated to serve in the beis hamikdash. Sheshom ikar heoras hadas shel ben v'talmid kemavur ba'toranal, and we know that the beis hamikdash is the most important place on earth, the holiest place, and the place where there is the greatest revelation of this light of Das, this awareness of Hashem, of Ben and Talmud. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moharan brings psukim to show how the Beis Hamikdash is connected to both the Das of the Ben. One of the nicknames for the Beis Hamikdash is Cheder Hamitois, the room of beds, which refers to a birth, the birth of a son, a child. And there's other titles of the Beis Hamikdash, other names that the Beis Hamikdash is given, which show that it's the Talmud, teaching the student. The Sanhedrin who sat there and taught Torah to Bnei Yisrael. V'alkein mi sheyesh boi deyo kilu nivne Beis Hamikdash biyomav, k'mo yisham Rabbi Senuzal. And this is why the Gemara says, a person who has real das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were already built in his time. Hainu Kanal, as we said, that the Beis Hamikdash is a center of Das. So the Kohen who serves in the Beis Hamikdash is a major representative of Das. V'alkein ikar kiddushas hatfilin, shem b'chinas kiddushas hamoichin, shetzrichin kol echad miYisrael lahamshech latzmei b'chol yoyim, lahakir v'lodas es haboyri yisborach. And therefore also, the main holiness of tefillin, which is moichin, the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that tefillin is seichel, it's das, which each and every single Jewish male has to draw upon himself every single day, a new recognition and awareness of Hashem, ikar kiddushosom hu bechinas kiddushas habchoyer. The main holiness of the tefillin is related to the holiness of the firstborn. Because the writings that are inside the tefillin begin with the chapter about the holiness of the Bechor. As the Pasuk says, Kadesh li kol Bechor. Hashem says, sanctify to me every firstborn son. V'alkein huksha kol ha-Torah kula le-tefillin. And for this reason also we find that the entire Torah is compared to tefillin. As the Pasuk says, Leman tihye toiras Hashem beficha, so that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. And the Gemara says that this refers to the fact that the tefillin have to be written on the hide of a kosher animal, an animal that you would be permitted to put into your mouth, an animal of a species that you would be permitted to put into your mouth, an ox, a sheep. As the Gemara darshins. And again, the Gemara learns it out from this pasuk, Lamantia Toiras Hashem, that tefillin is called Toiras Hashem. The entire Torah is compared to tefillin. Ki ha-Torah shehi ikar hizgalus hadas ha-kodesh anal, because the Torah, which is the main revelation of this awareness of Hashem, leida mimen isbor, to know about Hashem, k'mayshe kosev, as it says, Ato horei soladas ki Hashem hu elikim. You are privileged to see, to know Hashem, who bebechinas tefillin moichim. The Torah is a package of tefillin, a package of moichim. Shezeo bechinas kedushas hayolados habchor, and this is what the holiness of that firstborn baby boy is all about. Shehu bechinas hayolados hamoichin hakdoshim. It's a newborn baby boy is a concept of a newborn package of das. V'chol ze hischil me Avram Avinu olav hashom, and all of this began with Avram Avinu, shehu harishon shezocho legaloi selikusoi boilam. Avram Avinu was the first one who started broadcasting and publicizing Hashem to the world. V'alkein zocho lekuhuna, and this is why Avram Avinu received the title, the symbolic title, Kohen. K'may shekosuv ato Kohen li'olam. Hashem says to him, you are a priest. K'may shem Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, ki bevadai magia loy ha-kohuna shubachinas horas hadash shel ben v'talmid. Because Avram Avinu is certainly suited for the kohuna, which is the light of the das of ben and talmid, because that's what Avram Avinu is involved in most. broadcasting this Das Diktusha to the world. He was the first one who really applied himself to this task of broadcasting this Das to the whole world. And this is why we give 5 shkolim to the Kohen to redeem the Bechor. Keneged Hey de Avraham, corresponding to that letter Hey that was added to the name Avram, Shemishom Ikara Hahoilodo Digdusha. And it's that Hey of Avraham that really brought a holy birth into the world, the concept of a birth bigdusha into the world. Bibichinas, as the Gemara says, Avram Einoi Moilid. Avram cannot give birth. Avraham Moilid. Avraham can produce children. So we see that hay is the hay of Hoilodo. Ki Avram Hoyo Horishon Sheitzorech Lohilid Hoilodo Hagdusha Shal Yisrael. Because Avram Avinu was the first one who was supposed to give birth to a child, Bigdusha, in holiness, the first child who was born Bigdusha into the world. Al Kain Loy Hoyo Yochoy Lohilid Beloy Hahey Azois. Therefore, he could not give birth without having that hey in his name, Shu Bechinas Hey Hadas. The letter hey is also called the hey Hayadia. In Hebrew grammar, when we say the word shulchan, shulchan means table. Which table? I don't know which table. It could be any table. If I say ha-shulchan, the table, it's called hey hayadia. When I say the table, it means you know which table I mean. The table we were just discussing, or the table. When I say the table, bring the table from the house, you know which table I mean, the most important one. So the letter hey is called hey hayadia. And it's that hey that was added to the name of Avram Avinu in order for him to give birth, because birth is all about das. Shezocho al yedei sheheir adas boilam. And Avram Avinu was zoche to this because of the fact that he broadcasted this das to the world al yedei hagerim shosa, through the converts that he was zoche to convert. Kamashikosu b'simen nun gimel. As Rabbein Azal elaborates on this in chapter 53 in the first half of Likut Emran. That whole chapter is all about the das, and das being associated with the letter hey. Because certainly, other nations in the world, non-Jews, they also give birth, even though they don't have the letter hey in their name. And we find that even by Avraham Avinu, I just quoted the Gemara that says, Avram Einoi Moilid, right? Avram Avinu gave birth before he had the letter hey. He gave birth to Yishmael. Rak hoylodas Yitzchok, shehu harishon shenoylad bigdushas Yisrael, loy hoya efshel ohilidoy beloy hahey azois. However, the birth of Yitzchok Avinu, who was the first child to be born into the world by two parents who were both religious and gave birth to him bigdusha, that couldn't be done without this letter hey. Shubachinas hey hadas, which is the hey which represents das. Shaideze noilad hoilodo kedosha kazois. That's how such a holy child was able to be born. Shehu hoilodas Yitzchok, which is the birth of Yitzchok. Shemimenu yotzo Yaakov v'chol Yisrael achrov, from whom came forth Yaakov Avinu and the entire Jewish nation that came forth. Shal Yodom Nimshach Hadas Boilam, and it's through Avram Yitzchok Yaakov and through the Jewish nation that this Das is brought into the world. Leida Me Hashem Yisbora, to be aware of Hashem. Uktushas Zois Hahei Tzrichin Lahamshech Bechol Hoylodo Rishoino Shehu Hoylodas HaBechor. And the holiness of this letter Hey, we have to include in every birth in the world, of which the most important birth is that firstborn baby boy. To show that the reason why we're bringing children into the world is to bring das into the world. So we have to make sure to include that hey. This is why we redeem that firstborn baby boy with five shkolim, five coins, keneged ha-hei azois shel Avraham, corresponding to the letter hey of the name Avraham, shehu hei hadas, which is that hei of das, shemishom ikar ha-hoilod ha-dikdusha kanal. That's the real source of a holy birth, of a holy child. Ve'elu ha-chamisha shkolim heim me'amo, and each and every shekel is 20 more, so that the five shkolim equals 100 more, which the Torah made sure to tell us over there. Why? Ki ikar hakesef v'hamomoin nimshach meheoras horotzoin shemeir b'yam ha-chochma kanal. Because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Zion and Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, that money and parnosa comes from the heoras harotzoin that shines in the yam hachochma. This is terminology that Rabbi Nizal uses over there, and he brings it from psukim. Shehu bechinas mo kanal. Another term, another word that's used to express this heoras harotzoin is the word mo. What? Referring to a level of light that's so high that we don't know what it is. We refer to it as what? Utsrichin, not what, W-A-T-T, but rather W-H-A-T. Utsrichin lahamshichoi mimo lemeo. And this light, this very high-level light called Heora Sarotzoin, this high level of light that's called mo, we have to see to it to bring it into the world, to make mo into meo. Kemuvon bedvorov zal b'mokam acher. As Rabbi Nizal discusses in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran. There, Rabbi Nizal quotes a story from the Gemara where it speaks about 300 barrels of oil, and it's referring to a very high level of das. And there, Rabbi Nizal speaks about taking three times more and inserting the aleph into the more and making it mea. As the Gemara says, al tikri more ela mea, referring to the mea brachos. Umishom kol birkas huashirus, and it's from this hundred that there comes the whole blessing of wealth. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vayizra Yitzchok, that Yitzchok Avinu planted, vayimtza mea shorim, and he brought forth 100 units, and that was a display that was that the Torah is speaking about the great wealth that Yitzchok Avinu was zocheh to. Ki Yitzchok bechinas yira. Because we know that in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus, Yitzchok Avinu always represents Yira, Pachad Yitzchok, the fear of Yitzchok Avinu. Gevura, the one who is ready to serve Hashem by being killed for the sake of Hashem. Shekol tikin hadas hakodosh vehoras harotzayim baparnos v'ashiru sanal hakoil al yidei hayira kemavur heita batoiranal. We know that Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran that this light of das and this light of rotzoin that shines into a person's parnosa and wealth and gives him the real blessing is dependent on yira. Yira is the keli, the tzimtzum, to see to it that the light should be constructive. It shouldn't be blinding and harmful. V'yalkein, and therefore, Yitzchok shehu b'chinas yira, Yitzchok Avinu, who is the concept of Yira, Zocho Lahamshich Mimo Lemeya, was Zocho to draw this light, this Heoras HaRotzoin, this Heoras HaDas, from Mo to make from it Meya, Birkas HaShirus, which is the blessing of wealth. Sheze Bechinas HaMeya Shorim Kanal. That's the term Meya Shorim that's used in the Chumash over there. The Rashi, the Gemara, point out that refers to wealth. Tremendous success. V'zeu b'chinas ha-meyo mo sheim chamish eshkolim shneisen la-koyin l'pidya mechoyer. And this is the reason why we give the koyin a five and 100. We give him 5 shkolim, which adds up to 100 more. Each shekel is 20 geiro, 20 more. K'dei lahamshich hadas al yedei ha-koyin. Because remember, the Kohen is the one who works in the Beis HaMikdosh. He's a major generator of Das. We want to be able to draw this Das via the Kohen shezoiche lehoras haratzoin b'hakesev shemekabel. The koyin is zoiche to light when he receives this money, when he receives this, these five coins, these 100 units, the koyin is receiving a bright light. Shemamshich mimo lemeya, this light that's coming from mo to meya. And then when we when the koyin gives us back the child, he gives it back with that light. V'chein Yaakov kono chelkas hasode b'meyo ksita. And so to Yaakov Avinu, when he wanted to buy the field by Shechem, he bought it for 100 units. Meyo ksita, the Torah says. Shehem meyo mo, which is this same exact unit as by the Pidyon HaBen, 100 more. Vaydeze gilo elokusoi ba'olam. And by Yaakov Avinu doing that, Yaakov Avinu was broadcasting Hashem to the world. As the Pasuk says right over there, that he purchased the land, Vayatzev Shom Mizbeach, and he established the Mizbeach there, Vayikroloi Kel Elokei Yisrael. And he declared Hashem as Kel Elokei Yisrael. Hainu Kanal, this is exactly tied into what we said before. Ki Kol Ho'ovois, Hoyokol Iskom Boze Kol Yemechayim. Because all of our forefathers, this was entirely what they were busy with, their entire lives. Lahamshech ze hadas hakodesh boilam. To introduce this das, this holy das into the world, to make the world more and more aware of Hashem. V'chol ma'aseyem v'iskeyem hoyorak bishvil ze. And all of their actions and all of the work, all the work they did was only for this purpose. Lohidia ki Hashem hu elokim. To enlighten the world that Hashem is the one who rules over the entire world.